May we gently welcome ourselves into this circle this evening with hearts so willing to be open and minds ready to rest. So in our own way, letting ourselves know we have been brought to a party, a time to truly jump into the waters and be purified and to have our thirst quenched by this energy that is moving in and through each of us and all throughout this room and all throughout this universe. So may we welcome ourselves into this true pause that refreshes when we are open and receptive by consciously taking a deep breath. Just being willing to view how the mind operates. It's very, very busy, busy, busy. So again, take a deep breath, but take some of that energy and point it at the breath. So that we can be here, right now, in alignment. So that our body and our mind and our spirit can all be one. Again, breathe with awareness. It is a gift to find ourselves gathered with two or more coming together in the name of truth, this Christ presence, this Lord God of the universe. For when we come together in the spirit of love and truth, that presence begins to expand and magnify its energy into our lives. Again, take a deep breath. So note the gift that once again His grace brings us. And it is the calling and the drawing that is pulling us together. Truly, the human will would not choose to come. It is only the spirit in us that we are responding to that has us do things of a spiritual nature. And this principle of gathering with other like-minded souls is the way of the spirit. Every Monday, we have a theme that we want to meditate on, and then to take that theme every day throughout the week. And so once again, we find ourselves called to meditate on this idea. Faith alone is not enough. It must blend with the works. Faith without works is dead. All of our believing and all of our talking about our faith absolutely has no fruition in our lives unless it's put consciously and actively into our lives, that we step out on this faith. It is the power that will move a mountain. But it must not only be planted, but it must be nurtured consistently, or through complacency, it will die away. So faith, oh blessed faith, what assurance it brings us when it is actively placed at the forefront of our lives. Let's take a deep breath. And watching our breath consciously as we breathe in, breathing in the spirit of abundant life. Breathe in that abundant life. And allow that spirit to be exhaled into our lives. That spirit of unlimited good. Right now, making a choice to acknowledge that right where I am, all that God is right here, right now. And choosing to open up through this breath, open up. Choosing to yearn for the receptivity of God's presence. For just a moment, hungering for nothing but the experience of His self. Ye of little faith, as Jesus was with His friends on the boat, how frightened they were by the appearances. The ego screams when something is part of our test or our journey. It's so afraid that something of value will be taken away. Oh, ye of little faith, He says. The ego must be taken away. Your ways are not my way. Those old ways must die if you are to know Me and My kingdom. It is not of this world. O ye of little faith, take this seed that I give you, this mustard seed. Take it to the ground, but first you must remove the rocks on the soil, or this precious seed cannot grow. And if some of the rocks are out of the way, and you plant that seed and do not care for it impeccably, it will die. But you, of faith, can plant that seed in fertile soil. For you know that in this seed is the power to live life fully. And therefore, it is the pearl of the greatest price. And you will embrace this seed and nurture it from sunup to sundown, no longer being fooled by fool's gold. breathing in this faith, this mustard seed. Oh, this seed, it moves everything out of our way. When we leap into this garden of faith, all of our troubles, our problems, all of the weed seeds of ego, they will melt away if this pearl is seen for what it is. For according to your faith, it is done unto you. Leap into the arms of faith. It has nothing but the best. It brings goodness and wholeness. It brings a celebration of life and joy. And it is the fuel that drives our lives forward into the experience of God alone. God alone existing, manifesting in and through all of creation. Oh, sweet power of faith. When you are harnessed, what power, what love, what for you bring. It is from you that love becomes the way. Breathing in this beautiful faith and breathing out its fruit, love. Selfless service. Oneness with all of life. Oh, blessed faith, may we worship at your feet. May we give you all that you need through our thinking in accordance with you. And the power of your word being spoken, and the motive behind all action. Oh, blessed faith.